Praise the Lord, saints. Our message today comes from the book of Matthew, the 10th chapter, verses 1 through 4. That's the gospel according to Matthew, chapter 10, verses 1 through 4. And it reads as follows. And when he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits, to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. Now the name of the 12 apostles are these. First, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, James, the son of Alphaeus and Lophaeus, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. I want to speak today on the topic, who are you keeping an eye on? Amen? Amen. Jesus had 12 disciples, and they were the closest people to him as they spent the most time with him. Jesus loved his disciples. He taught them all things and empowered them to do good work. There was one of his disciples that he had to keep an eye on, and that was Judas. Judas oversaw the money and was skimming off the top and keeping some of the money for himself. An example of this can be found in John 12th chapter, verses 1 through 6, which reads as follows. Then, 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, who had been dead, whom he had raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of those who sat at the table with him. Then Mary took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard, anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, who would betray him, said, "Why was this fragrant oil not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" This he said, not because he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the money box, and he used to take what was put in it. This is one of the reasons why Jesus had to keep an eye on him. The motives of Judas was all money motivated. He even pointed out Jesus to his eventual killers for 30 pieces of silver. Judas did not keep Jesus from doing what he was chosen to do, but he needed to be watched. Jesus took on the form of a human to be able to relate to us. He overcame all obstacles and taught us valuable lessons. Knowing who to keep an eye on was one of those lessons. We should follow his lead. This brings up a question. Do we trust everyone we are associated with? We interact with people at home, at work, and in the community. Let's start at home. At home, we must ask ourselves, is everything okay, or do we need to keep an eye on someone? When I was a kid, I was someone that everyone had to keep their eye on, including my neighbors. On any given day, I would get into some kind of mischief that was, in some cases, harmful to others. I was put on a short leash, so to speak, because of my behavior. This was the same case at school. People did not know what I would do next, which meant I could not be trusted. A child may be someone that you keep an eye on. Let's talk about our spouse or significant other. Can you trust them to act the same way when they are around you and around the opposite sex as they do, as they act when you're not around? Are they flirty? Does some money disappear from your purse or wallet? Do they waste money on things not needed? Can you trust them with the kids? If this describes someone that you are with, then you really need to keep an eye on them. Furthermore, if this behavior continues, then you may want to rethink this relationship. Now, what about your kids? Do you have some friends? What about your friends, I should say?
Do we have some friends that need to keep an eye on? We probably all do. But we value their friendships and don't want to lose us. So we kind of don't keep an eye on them. Based on this, we tend to look the other way when something is not quite right. If this is a constant pattern where your friends keep doing or saying things that don't align with your way of doing things, then we must reflect on how much we are willing to tolerate. If keeping an eye on them gets old, then it's probably time to move on. Now, what about your family? Judas was like a brother to Jesus, but could not be trusted. Do you have siblings, cousins, or even parents that you must keep an eye on? Can you trust them? Think about it and take your personal feelings out of this situation. Do they borrow money from you and never pay you back? Do they borrow your car, get into an accident, and not pay for it? Would you trust them to keep your kids? We're talking about family here. We can't choose our family. However, we can decide how much we will tolerate from them. Now, let's talk about work. Do you trust your coworkers? If you confide in them about the job, will it come back to bite you? There is always someone on a job that has a big mouth. They will tell your boss all the things that you said in private. They do this to make themselves look good. Do you have a coworker who wants to get promoted and will use any means necessary to get that promotion? Does this person put you down to lift themselves up? Have you trained someone to become your boss? Now, how did that happen? They took all your knowledge that you gave them and took your job. Now you have to, they have to be your boss and watch over your work, knowing that they don't even know what they're looking at because you only taught them what they know, but not everything that you know. Speaking of bosses, do you trust that they will give you a fair evaluation? Do they have a better relationship with others on your team than they have with you? Why is that? Are they giving other people better evaluations than you are receiving? Trust me when I tell you this. There are people on your job that you need to keep an eye on. Amen? Amen. Now, what about family? Well, let's talk about something else. Let's talk about the community. I will start with our neighbors. Matthew 19:19 tells us to love our neighbors as thyself. But let's be honest. Some of our neighbors are hard to love. Their dogs use our yard to do their business and to tear up our lawn. Their kids are running wild and causing damage to our home, cars, and even our own kids. They borrow things and never, I repeat, never return them. They are nosy and will not mind their own business. If you start up your grill, your neighbors will come in your yard and ask you what you're doing. And then your neighbors can ask you some seriously dumb questions when you get in your car. Like, are you going somewhere? What you want to tell them, but you don't, is, no, I just wanted to start my car, get in it, and sit there for a while. Give me a break. It is enough to make you want to move or pray that they find another place to live. Your neighbor can be people that you must always keep an eye on. Okay, I was trying to avoid this next one, but I know you know how I am. I must speak the truth. That being said, let's talk about the church. Do you trust your pastor? Do they do or say things that raise your eyebrows? Do they insert their own beliefs into their sermons? When you are listening to them, do you believe what they are saying, or do you need to keep an eye on them? Something to think about. It's hard to It's hard for you to trust a pastor that has wealth and he's asking you for your tithe and you're poor. I'll just let that sink in for a second. Amen. Amen. Now, when we go shopping, we must keep an eye on everyone. In this world, people will carjack your car, pickpocket you, damage your car, and leave. You know, hit and run. They will follow you inside the store, enter your car. They will beg you for money, and so on and so on. We must be cautious of our surroundings and the people we interact with. We really need to keep our eyes on everything and everyone. Amen. You know, Jesus had to keep an eye on Judas, but this did not stop him from doing the work of his Father. Are we able to do whatever we need to do despite having to keep an eye on people? Why can't we go about our lives without having to keep an eye on people? That, indeed, is a $1 million question. Although it's important to keep an eye out for others, we should always keep our eye on the prize. We should keep our eyes and heart always focused on Jesus. We should not let this corrupt world that we live in keep us from being children of God. Amen? Amen. And remember, saints, as we're keeping our eye, on others, God is keeping an eye on us. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, our Lord, in the name of Jesus we come. Thank you, Father, for this word. Thank you, Lord, for the example that you set for us. Lord, help us to keep an eye on people and on things, but also have us to not lose sight of you. Father, just as your son was able to do everything that he needed to do, despite keeping an eye out, please allow us the same courtesy, Lord. Teach us how to continue in our walk with you, but continue to keep our eye open as well. Father, we pray, Lord, that this word will go forth and bless many. May you be glorified in this word, Lord, and may your will be done. Father, thank you. I thank you. I praise you. And I ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.